Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. We're here at the Salmon Festival in Klamath, California, and we're following the smoke to the hustle and bustle of activity around a traditional Yurok salmon cooking pit.
All right, who's the spokesperson? Where to go?
Maybe.
Jackie.
With the all family here.
I'm Penny Jensal.
The all family, and they kind of learned generations up. So she's the smallest, so she's learning how to put them on sticks.
But in the fourth grade, I was putting them around
yeah.
fire.
Yeah, you kind of learn a little bit of everything. So she remembers cleaning sticks when she was little. Yes. She's the baby, so this is her job this year, and she's the runner, all duties. Yeah, we use redwood for the sticks and alder for the smoke.
And so the alder's the wood that you actually use as fuel. The redwood sticks are what you put the meat on.
Right.
Where did the fish come from for the Salmon Festival this year?
Klamath River. Mm-hmm. Who catches it?
Tribal members. I'm not sure who did the fishing this year, but
we got a feller's program.
I heard it was a good year.
Well, it's starting to be. Salmon cycle. So when they had the big fish kill, you know, those little fishies didn't go upriver and spawn, so nobody went back to the ocean. So 3 or 4 years later, you know, there's nothing. So last year it was like zero. But anyway, this year it seems, you know, it's picking up a little bit.
Uh-huh. It seems like at first there were small fish being caught. Now we're starting to get some of the bigger fish being caught.
Right. I remember when we were little, they used to be like this big, wide.
Oh, that wide.
They call them hogs.
Uh-huh. And those are good because they have lots of fat in them and they're really oily and they taste really good.
Right. Anyway, so we're going to be busy for a little while.
Yeah.
Looks like you get everybody involved in the process, everybody in the family.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like when they go fishing? Does everybody have to get involved right away to fillet them out?
Yeah, these guys were fishing, like that guy right there, Frank, was fishing with a bottle in his mouth. We have film, so
wow.
He's rowing
Start
the boat.
Young.
Yeah, he's rowing the boat and bottles hanging out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then he would go down the river and my dad would be resting on the bow.
Uh-huh.
And the tourists are fishing with their poles and they're watching this little guy row down the river. And he wouldn't even turn around like this to see where he's going. He would just automatically go around the boats. And they were like, hey, how's he doing that? And my dad's laughing because he taught him when he's rowing and he slaps this side of the boat, pull this oar.
Oh.
And he slaps this side of the boat, pull this oar.
Huh.
So that's how he just knew.
He's just magically
right.
seeing what's
my
behind
dad's
him.
Chuckling. Yeah, and his sunglasses. But yeah. So
yeah.
It's really fun. So again, on the river, the little guys get the little jobs carrying rope and
I think
and
that's so good to involve the children in all of the stages. And so then once they get old enough, they can do a more important job
right. And
just keep working their way up.
And they see where it comes from, you know, how to take care of it, you know, how to respect other people, you know, when you're on the river, things like that. It's just, it's all important. And this guy was doing a salmon festival when it very first started down the road. And so they caught the fish, and they donated it, and they donated the work so that it could get started, and they did that for about 17 years. And then they stepped aside, and the other people start coming in, so they cycle out different people, you know,
with
watching
others.
Him closely.
Yeah. So he's the one who's taught others.
Yeah, that's my dad. He had 9 kids, and they all had kids, so we got a lot of helpers.
Do you eat salmon at home a lot of the time?
Not the last couple of years.
Great.
Like, it was, like, really scarce. I mean, it's the first time we had, like, what, down to one case of salmon?
Yeah.
It was like finding gold. We're moving stuff around, and oh, my, he comes running out and says, Mom, there's a case of salmon back here, you know, because...
And is that smoked salmon that you canned?
Fresh and smoked.
Oh.
Because the fresh is really good, just, like, right out of the jar with some, you know, potato salad and, you know, just... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love the smoked salmon. I love that smoked lamprey eel, too. That is
so
delicious.
Oh, yeah. We used to run around. They would give us pieces, and we'd be like this because they come off in strips.
Uh-huh.
We were just running around, just ripping them off like that, like it was candy. So a lot of things that we did when we were kids. Our kids don't get to do it because it's not like that anymore. Eels would be stacked as high on the table, and he'd just be flattening them out.
Uh-huh.
And another thing they don't do anymore is like when the eel is flat and then they take the knife and they scrape it, gummy stuff, like, and then they scrape it on a bowl. Older people took that and made it like a patty and baked it.
Oh.
So.
I heard there's like a gristly piece in the eel too that they like to chew on.
That was our spaghetti.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was real cool.
Nice. So what do you think is going to happen with the dams coming down, and are you excited?
Hopefully. Well, it's been years, so hopefully it's going to, you know, get better. But it's probably going to be a lot different at first. So until things settle, we don't really know how it's going to go. But got to be optimistic.
Pretty excited about it, though, in general, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how long something can take, but also amazing that a group of people like the Yurok people and other Native people have worked so hard to make this happen and made a big shift in what's happening in the world.
My dad, when they had big fish kill and fish were floating all over the river, this is the first time he's like cooking and, you know, coming back. It was a cycle, so we understand their plight. And
so historically, are there Yurok stories about years with no fish? Even before we've had the dams and that sort of thing, have there been times?
There have been times, probably.
Yeah.
You know, because I know some seasons we didn't get as much fish, and some seasons, like I said, the table is, you know, really high with salmon. Jack, Grandpa needs.
Got to keep the rhythm going there.
Yeah, I got to keep going. Have you had salmon like this before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to eat salmon.
Nothing like it.
I think so. I think it's...
I've heard a lot of people say they don't like salmon, and then they try it, and they like it.
Yeah.
Because it's just different than, you know, poaching or...
I think slow food, you know, anything that takes time and people put... They care about making it, and they make it really good because they care about the people eating it, it tastes better. Well, thanks so much. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, I've got salmon.
All right. I'm going to have salmon on me before the day's over.
I like this.
Yeah, thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
And this is all family.
Great family. Appreciate it. Wonderful.
Our next generation after her is just a little lady, so maybe next year she'll be in here cleaning sticks.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
Alrighty.
So much.
Well, nice talking to you.
Do you mind if I take a picture of the table?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Coming over to you.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.